Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy McNabb. We're at the CHFA Trade Show, and I'm with one of my favorite vendors. His name is Abraham, and he's from Rise Kombucha. And I love your products. Tell me a bit about what's going on in your company.
Oh, so much. We're a Montreal-based company, so it's a Canadian product, fair trade and organic. And we're in the middle of a massive growth, so we're about to open a new factory. We're about to come up with new bottles, new bottle design, and just making sure that the kombucha is always amazing, and we're going to try to make as much of it as we can.
Now, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners across the world, and so a lot of people know you in Canada, but maybe in some countries kombucha isn't well known. Tell us about exactly what the product is.
Well, kombucha is a sparkling living tea. So it's a fermented tea, and it naturally gets sparkly through the fermentation, and it creates these bacteria that act like probiotics. So they help you digest. And every flavor that we have, we use organic and fair trade products to give it the flavoring. So, for example, our ginger kombucha is just white tea, kombucha culture, and organic ginger juice. We buy a box of ginger, and we press the ginger, and we put it all together, and it becomes a fabulous, delicious, sparkling beverage that has a ton of medicinal properties, help you digest, it removes toxins out of your liver, has a bunch of antioxidants in it. So it's really a healthy alternative to sodas, to pretty much any pop drink that you could find out there. These high fructose juices, everything is organic and fair trade. So.
Explain a bit more about the process. So a culture, what does the culture look like? How does it, like, I personally know what it is, and I'm a big kefir drinker, so I drink kefir at home. So take us through those crazy steps of how it grows.
Oh, if you saw a culture, you'd be shocked. It looks like a big piece of jello, I'd like to call it. Yeah. People often refer to it as a mushroom, like a fungus, but it's not really a fungus. It's a culture. So it's a mix of bacteria and yeast. That's why people call it a SCOBY, symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. It looks like a piece of jello, and it feeds off sugar. So we make a sweet tea, and we put the culture in it, and it starts eating the sugar. And as it starts eating the sugar, it starts creating those bacteria that I was talking about. And then once we put it in the bottle and we close the lid, all the fermentation leads to CO2 creation, right? And that CO2 is what makes the beverage fizzy. So it stays, you know, once you close the bottle, that's where all the fizz comes.
And you do not shake the bottle before opening. I learned that too.
You want to twirl it. Twirl it gently, you know? Yeah.
So how long have you been in business, and what are your plans for the future for your company?
We've been in business since 2009. It's gone through different brandings. It used to be called Cru d'Essence Kombucha. Now it's called Rise Kombucha. For the coming plans, we're redesigning our bottle, really coming up with our own unique mold, and it's going to be very unique, really recognizable, new branding, new marketing. And we're going to be doing expanding, try to make kombucha as much of a... You know, we know the health benefits of kombucha, and the people in the health community are very aware of it as well. And we think that it's time for the masses to start recognizing and become a little more educated on that subject. And it's a beverage that is so accessible to so many different people. You could use it in different ways, you know, as a medicinal drink, as an everyday drink. So there's really no reason why the whole world shouldn't be benefiting from these type of fermented foods. And, you know, we think we're right on the cusp of something, whereas as a society, we're going to start embracing fermented foods and organic foods and fair trade foods. And, you know, it's happening in the United States, and we want to start selling there as well. And, you know, really kind of for all of us to rise, no pun intended, but let's increase our level of consciousness and awareness, especially when it comes to food.
It is a tea-based product. Is it okay for kids to drink?
Absolutely. You know, maybe not in the same quantities as for adults, because it is a fermented product, and, you know, their stomachs might react to it a little more intensely, but it's good to get kids used to fermented products and, like, you know, bacteria at an early age. Pretty much from the age of, like, you know, 18 months, 2 years old, My business partner has a 2-year-old, and she drinks it all the time. She loves it.
My 8 and 9-year-old think that it's pot because it's carbonated, but they don't have to know the truth about that it's actually good for them too.
Exactly.
Abraham, thank you very much. Good luck with the show.
Thank you so much.